on the ticket hotline is the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, Rick Carlisle. And, Coach, congratulations. I know you had to be pleased with that win on Saturday night.
Pleased? No. No, I'll be pleased when we win the series. You guys can go ahead and celebrate all you want, but I have a few more games to coach. I don't know if that's made the paper yet, that we have more games in the series.
Well, yeah, we knew that.
But if it has made the paper, I'll go ahead and buy some scissors and cut out the schedule, and I'll send it to you guys.
Okay. That seems a little unnecessary. You were down by double digits in the first quarter, and kind of looked at that time, oh, no, here comes another Maverick playoff loss on the road.
Well, fortunately, we don't play quarter games.
Well, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that.
Did you see me pull my team off the court after one quarter? No, I did not.
No.
Seems like I'm aware that there are four quarters to a game, hence the term quarters.
Right. Well,
okay.
Yeah. It just didn't look
not just one quarter that we play.
Right.
Yeah, George.
And we stay out there and we keep playing.
Well, it just didn't look good early for your team, I guess, is what I'm saying.
To you.
To me. Right.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing your opinion.
You're welcome.
Is that why I'm on here, just to hear your opinion?
No, we want to hear your opinion.
You know, you could just tell your wife these sorts of things instead of wasting my time with it.
Okay. I'll take that under advisement. Thank you.
This is Mavs head coach Rick Carlisle with us here on the ticket. Well, the Mavericks on Saturday night get their first playoff road win in a long, long time. Coach?
Oh, really? Well, thanks for telling me that. First playoff road win in a long time. Okay. God, I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't have told me that.
Well, I'm just bringing it up.
How would I have gotten through my day today if you hadn't made a declarative statement at a time when you're supposed to be asking me questions?
Well, I'm just trying to bring up the positives.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, I don't care about what happened last year or the year before. I didn't coach the team last year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're not dealing with that bipolar black leprechaun.
Oh, my gosh. Right, we're dealing with...
It's just a laugh fest for you guys.
Well, yeah. We don't mean to make it that way. Sorry about that. Hey, you had some players who weren't 100% on Saturday. Jason Kidd was apparently ill. It's good to hear that he's feeling better. I guess he won't be throwing up burritos on the bench or anything like that. Coach.
Gone.
Oh, no. Boy, that was uncomfortable.
That was a terrible interview.
I thought he may do a little better with us than he does with Norm, but I guess not.
He does not suffer fools, does he?
No, he doesn't.
God, he hates the media.
8:46.